We don't even want you to listen to the U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, or NASA, who all believe in our program. We just hope you'll accept our free demo so you can experience the power of Rosetta Stone for yourself. Discover the secret to learning a language faster than you ever imagined. For your free demo, call 1-800-905-4432. Don't try to learn a language, just absorb it. Call 1-800-905-4432. 1-800-905-4432.
It's time for Wealth Preservation and You with your host, estate planner, CPA, and tax attorney, Connie Yee.
Hi, for most of us, we have fire insurance, yet we never experience a fire in our lives. Yet 75% of us don't even have a plan set up for that one thing no one can escape. One day we all going to pass, whether we going to leave a legacy to our children or leave uncertainties to our children. It depends on the action we take today. Welcome to our show, Wealth, Preservation, and You. I am your host, Connie Yee, and I am a estate planning tax attorney and CPA. I am a practicing attorney, and my main office is in Pleasanton. I have multiple offices throughout the Bay Area and San Mateo, San Jose, and also in San Francisco. And in this show, we discuss all relevant topics about estate planning, tax planning, anything about your wealth we do talk about. And last week, we discussed some tax issues, specifically on the foreign financial asset issues. And that is one of the very high hot button at the IRS office at this time. As it has been like that for just about, I would say, since 2006. So this is one of the areas that I don't think it will go away. It's something that for listener, if you do have a foreign bank account or foreign asset, financial assets, that includes bank account, financial accounts, brokerage accounts, if you have any life insurance that has cash value, that it's all considered financial assets, so, and it is subject to reporting. There are different reportings. If you have any bank account that is over $100,000 balance during the year, any day during the year, you do have to report. It's called FBAR. It's a form that you actually filled out. It's completely separate than your 1040, your regular tax return form, and that form typically is actually mailed out to another a different IRS office, and it's due. The due date for that form is June 30th, and there is no extension for it. So, unlike the form 1040, you can get a automatic 6 months extension for it. This one does not. So it's due on June 30th. Period. If you're late, you're late. And there are significant penalties for that form, failure to file that form. And something new this year that it's in place this year is you actually have to file another form that you have to file with the 1040. And that form actually is if you have financial assets over $100,000 at the end of the year, or $150,000 if you're filing jointly. You do have to file that form as well. It's a separate form. It obviously has more a threshold than the $100,000, which is commonly called the FBAR form. So this is something new this year, and the form has been already published. The instruction has been published in December, and this is also one of the forms that has gotten a lot of buzz about. I remember before the form actually came out, usually the IRS prepares a form and they would send out to various different organizations that have interest to comment on it. So we knew this form is coming. We just didn't know when it was coming, but actually we were budgeting. It was actually going to be enforced in 2013, but looks like it's actually going to be earlier. So that is something that you really like to take a look at it and talk with your tax preparer or tax advisor if that's something that you, it's a topic for your tax reporting this year. So also, I'd like to give out this phone number in case you have any questions. Give us a call. We are here every Saturday at 12 o'clock noon live. And the call-in number is 800-516-1220. Again, that number is 800-516-1220. So if you have any questions, like I said, just write it down and give us a call. And so we'll just move on to some other tax updates. Since now it's tax time, everything that's on our mind is taxes, and I'm not any exceptions either. I actually was back in my office on the 2nd of January, and I closed my books, year-end books, and I always wanted to see how much tax I owe before the January 15 deadline. That is for, you know, for most of us are self-employed. We have to submit our fourth quarter prepayment by January 15th. So on the 2nd, I was in the office and trying to close my books, and I realized that I actually owe quite a bit. So I'll be working really, really, really hard for the next 4 months, maybe try to get that bill paid. So that is the tax area. So everybody's thinking about tax. Now, there's a very late update that I got from the IRS email. I do get their weekly emails, sometimes actually daily. They send in multiple different type of news from the IRS that issue to tax preparers. Or if you are a taxpayer and you're interested in knowing any tax updates, you can always sign up in the IRS website. It's irs.gov. You can always sign up to receive their newsletter if you are you like to know every update about tax every day or weekly basis. So last week, IRS had issued a new procedure that allow innocent spouse to seek equitable relief when the time has passed over 2 years. And previously, if a innocent spouse, meaning, you know, I'm married to somebody, I have no idea what he was doing during the last 3 years. He had a business, and he brings in money at home, and he pays the mortgage, pays the bills, and, you know, he brings in a tax return for me to sign every year when the tax time, and I don't read it, I just sign it. I have no idea what's in there. So, and then let's say after several years, I get this, you know, we got a divorce, we separated, we divorced now, and IRS audited our tax return for the last 3 years, and now we have this big bill. Okay, the IRS saying there are a lot of business expenses. The husband claimed that now it's disallowed by the government. And so now we have this big tax bill, okay, for even though the couple has already separated. And so in those cases, typically the innocent spouse, the spouse that didn't know what happened, can actually get a relief from the government, from the IRS, saying that, you know, I didn't know about this, and so, you know, I can't pay this and should be allocated to the spouse. And usually, you know, back in the days, it's really difficult to claim this unless you can show some pretty hard facts saying, you know, you have no idea what the spouse was doing. You had never taken any benefit out of it. That means, you know, the house payment, I pay my half, he pay his half, and it was just I didn't take any benefit out of it. But if you can't show that, it's really hard to take. So when we come back, and then it looks like we are out of time. We'll be right back after a short break, and you're listening to Wealth Preservation and You. Remember, there is a phone number here. You can call in if you have any questions. The phone number is 800-516-1220. Toll-free number is 800-516-1220. And if you have any questions regarding the taxes or estate planning, trust and estate, we talk about that. You don't have to, if you have any questions that just on top of your head that have been bothering you and it's unrelated to tax, but it related to trust and estate, give us a call. We can answer your questions on the air. Again, you're listening to Wealth Preservation and You. I am your host, Connie Yee, at AM 1220 KDOW. We'll be right back.
We asked women how they felt about getting older. Their number one answer?
Invisible.
I am the invisible woman.
No one gives me a second glance anymore. It's like, hello, over here.
Well, hydroxytone is going to change that because we believe that every woman deserves smooth, radiant skin that gets noticed. In fact, we feel so strongly about it, we want to give every woman who wants noticeably younger looking skin a free trial of hydroxytone. Just call 1-800-498-5971 in the next 10 minutes. Clinically proven hydroxytone is dermatologist recommended with ingredients that tighten skin and make wrinkles and fine lines disappear from view. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in celebrity gift bags at this year's Emmy Awards.
I get noticed now. I look like I did 5, maybe even 10 years ago.
Take years off your appearance faster than you thought possible. Get your risk-free trial of hydroxytone today. Just call 1-800-498-5971 in the next 10 minutes. That's a free trial at 1-800-498-5971.
If you're a retiree or close to retirement, for most of you, your major concern will be outliving your money. If the equity in your home is your retirement savings account, you need to convert that equity into spendable cash. In today's financial environment, banks aren't making regular loans to seniors, but the government does have a reverse mortgage program that was designed for you. If you want more information about this program, you need to call Mr. Reverse. That's Ray Fry. Ray Fry is a senior, and he's also a certified senior advisor and a specialist that only does reverse mortgages. Call him today. He'll explain the program, how it works, and tell you exactly how much money you can get on this government-insured loan. Call today, 888-345-6778. Call Mr. Reverse, 888-345-6778, or visit online, MrReverse.net. That's MRReverse.net. Secured loan lending, NMLS branch ID 98161. You're listening to Real Estate 360.
Welcome back to our show, Wealth Preservation and You. I am your host, estate planning, tax attorney, and CPA. In this show that we talk about all kinds of topics, including trust and estate, living trust, insurance trust, all types of regular trust, and tax and tax planning. So right now we're rolling into our new tax season, 2011 tax season. So we were talking about the latest tax update. So before I start, let me give you this number in case you have questions. It's toll-free 888-516-1220. This is the number you call if you have questions, then you'd like me to answer your questions on the air. Again, it's toll-free 800-516-1220. Or if you liked that your question is private and you don't want to ask that question on the air, feel free to give me a call off air, and I'll give that number out at the end of the show. Or you can give visit my website at connieyeelaw.com. It's connieyeelaw.com, and you can just click on the Contact Us page, and that will bring up to a blank form you can fill out and just send in your questions. I have a phone that I actually watch my email all the time. So it's probably, if you send in an email, I will get back to you. If the question is too complicated and I need to give you a call, I'll call you back on Monday when I get back in the office. So we'll continue our discussion about the latest tax update, which I received from the IRS. It's the innocent spouse rule has changed a little bit. It's not a significant change, but it's actually a more favorable change to taxpayers if you are seeking for innocent spouse relief, and it's only for the equitable relief. So prior to this new procedure, you can only seek relief within 2 years. So now it actually, the IRS has changed that procedure, and you can actually seek relief if the tax year has passed 2 years. And according to the IRS, all the current, if you already submitted your application to the IRS and knowing that it has already passed 2 years, the IRS is going to consider your application for the innocent spouse under this new procedure. So you do not have to resubmit your application to seek the equitable relief. And it's a pretty powerful relief. I actually get a lot of calls from potential clients. Sometimes they do turn into clients that, you know, they're filing divorce, they're separated, and, you know, the husband or sometimes the wife have a, you know, some type of business, a dental office or a real estate company, and they are doing business, and the spouse, the innocent spouse, it was never involved in the business. And so, but, you know, after the separation or after divorce, and the IRS audits the return, or even sometimes they just fail to file. The spouse can just fail to file for the last 3-4 years. It's not that uncommon that I see people don't file their tax returns, even though they're in business and they're making money for one reason or the other that I don't understand. You know, people are busy, everybody's busy, I am busy too. I do file my return, I have to pay my taxes. So that it's a very, very basic obligation that everybody has to do, unfortunately, if you're a adult. So that's my take but innocent spouse looks like the IRS is looking at this topic carefully and try to make the rules as fair as possible, which is good because, you know, before, it's like I said, it's really hard to take any advantage of this innocent spouse rule because the rules are so harsh in order to qualify. So we're going to move on to our new topic. It's trust. We're going to talk about trust today, whether you actually have a living trust or your parents have a living trust. And we're going to talk about some of the new things, nuances that are going to the living trust these days. So I call it, you know, how's your living trust different than your parents' living trust? Your parents' living trust, probably, you know, 10 years old, 8 years old. And back in the days, the estate tax exemption amount was only $675,000. So, and it hasn't changed for a long period of time. So back in those days, most people, when they set up a living trust, they would do an AB trust. That means if one spouse passed away, everything gets split into two separate trusts in order to take the advantage of the estate tax exemption for one spouse. So without going too detailed and too technical about it, but that was one of the trusts that everybody, most of the people have. It's the regular AB trust. Now, since then, obviously, there are a lot of changes. And in the tax arena, of course, estate tax is not an exception. One thing is a lot of crazy things has happened. So in 2010, well, actually it's December, probably December 17th or 27th, I can't remember clearly now. There is no action by the Congress to change the 2010 estate tax rules. So the 2010, the unthinkable happened. There was no tax, no estate tax for that year, and no generation skipping, the GST tax either. So that's probably one of the most outrageous thing, I think, that I've seen so far for my career in this area, that I think most estate planners probably did not expect that happened, but it happened. So now we're in 2012. We are in the exemption amount of $5 million, and that number will expire. The rule will expire December 31st, 2012, and starting 2013, it will go back down to $1 million unless this law has it's going to change. So at this time, there is no new law yet. So this $5 million and $1 million in 2013 is still good law. So needless to say, there are a lot of, you know, uncertainties in this area. So for our purposes to do estate planning, the one thing that is the key at this time to do estate planning is you got to have flexibility. You have to have flexibility in your plan that if it goes to go back to 1 million, what if it goes to 5 million, or it could go down to go up to 3.5 or go down to 1 million. So nobody really can predict the future. I think most people that predicted it prior to 2010, we realized that we were wrong. And I'm not, I don't have any problem that to admit that I was wrong in the prediction. I think a lot of the estate planner did not expect that either. So again, it's the flexibility part that you really need to focus on for your estate plan at this time, because we just don't know what the future will hold. And so we're going to talk about some of the key areas that you probably should take a look at. Either you have a trust already, I encourage you to talk to your estate planning attorney, maybe set up a time to go over all your documents and see if it's still valid. And if you are not able to contact your estate planning attorney and you can't reach them, and you're more than welcome to give my office a call. The toll-free number is 888-312-6978. And again, if you have any questions regarding trust and tax, feel free to give us a call here at 800-516-1220 to get your questions on the air. Again, it's 800-516-1220. And we answer all questions related to tax and trust and state. And then in case if I cannot answer your questions, I will write them down and we can do some research when we go back to the office on Monday, and we'll give you an answer. So you're listening to Wealth Preservation and You. I am your host, Connie Yee, estate planning attorney, tax attorney, and CPA at AM 1220 KDOW.
Have more than 4 hot flash episodes a day? Do you ever wake up at night soaked in sweat? Do you experience mood swings, heightened emotions, or sometimes feel on the verge of tears? Have you gained more than 5 pounds? Have you lost the energy level you had before menopause? Do you have low libido or no interest at all? If you said yes to any of these questions, you may be suffering with severe menopause symptoms and you qualify to receive a free month supply of Amberin. Amberin is the incredibly effective all-natural solution for menopause relief. It's backed by published clinical trials and 30 years of research. It has helped thousands of women get free from the awful symptoms of menopause. Call now and ask how you can receive 30 days of Amberin free of charge. Free supplies are limited, so go to AmberinTrial.com. That's AmberinTrial.com. Or call 1-800-706-8022. That's 1-800-706-8022. 1-800-706-8022.
Hi, this is Bob Crane from the C. Crane Company. And if you're like me, then you really enjoy listening to the radio no matter where you go. But finding a radio that's small enough to pack around and has excellent audio is difficult. At C. Crane, we developed the CCSW Pocket that is small enough to tuck in your briefcase, carry-on, or keep next to you if you enjoy listening to overnight radio. It has been rated by one book as the best travel radio for under $200. The CCSW Pocket gets exceptional AM and FM reception for its size, and also comes with the mysterious shortwave band. It comes with a clock, alarm, enough memory to store all of your favorite stations, and of course, great audio for its size. It runs on 2 AA batteries that will last over 70 hours.
Order the CC Radio SW Pocket for only $49.95 by giving us a call at 800-522-8863 or visit us online at ccradio.com.
Over 600,000 users worldwide trust it.
iTunes?
It's got a 99% deliverability rating.
iPizza?
It helps people in business do more business.
I don't know.
iContact.com.
I knew it!
iContact connects you with your customers and keeps you connected. iContact is trusted email marketing made simple. You simply create or customize marketing letters, newsletter templates, tips, tricks, special deals, whatever your customer wants to see. Then use iContact to spread the word, turnkey, for less than $9 a month. iContact connects you with the people interested in what you have to say. And its easy-to-use custom software tracks your response by customer, so you'll know what they like and what they love. Try iContact's trusted email marketing program free for 2 months when you use the code word CONNECT and sign up at iContact.com. It's profitable and it's affordable at less than $9 a month. It's trusted email marketing made simple. iContact.com. Promo code CONNECT.
Now, helping you focus on what matters, here's Connie Yee, AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to our show, Wealth Preservation and You. I am your host, Connie Yee. I'm an estate tax planning attorney and a CPA. In the show, we talk about all relevant issues about your estate plan, your parents' estate plan, if you're the one that in charge of it, and tax planning. So we are actually approaching tax time. So everybody's gearing up for tax season again. And when we just a little bit earlier, we were discussing some of the most updated, latest tax update from the IRS. And we're going to continue to talk about some of your some of the key items that you should think about for your trust or your parents' trust if you're, like I say, if you're in charge of handling this for your parents' affairs. So a little bit ago, we talked about the estate tax. And before I start, the phone number, please write this down. If you have any questions throughout the show, you can give me a call here at the studio and I can get your questions answered right away. And toll free 888-516-1220. Again, that number is toll free 888-516-1220. And or you can visit my website too. You can send in a question through my website. It's connieyeelaw.com. It's connieyeelaw.com. And just click on the Contact Us page and just write down your questions. It is confidential. I am a practicing attorney, so the question that you ask me is privileged from the attorney-client relationship, so it is confidential. I don't send your questions to the IRS. So if it's private questions, feel free to just email me through my website, okay? So continue to talk about our trustee, our living trust. A couple things that just came, unfortunately, because we're dealing with this uncertainty about estate tax in the recent years, and so we have to really draft our living trust with a lot of flexibility that's built in right now. So in my trust, most of it, in the trustee powers, I like to add a lot of flexibility clause in it. And some of the examples would be, one example that I find very, very useful now is I like to add a clause that the trustee can actually abandon the property. You know, in the recent years, there are just a lot of homes are upside down. You know, they are underwater. So parents bought this condo years ago, and you know, they did an interest-only loan, purchased it at $300,000. Now the property is worth $100,000, and the loan is still $300,000. So in those cases, I actually like to have the trustee has the power to just abandon the property, just let the bank to take it back. So without, I mean, obviously, if the trustee actually want to take that kind of position, the trustee does need to consult the attorney that is handling the trust estate, because we do need to make sure all the beneficiaries are aware of it, that the trustee is abandoning the property, and you obviously have to give a reason to the beneficiaries why you are abandoning a property. So that's one thing that I find very useful, because what's happening within the last few years. And also, you know, because we're moving from state to state a lot, I do like to give the trustee a power to change the situs. It's a legal word, but basically that you can change the, you know, a residence of a trust. So if I'm a California resident and I am a trustee for somebody's trust, a client's trust, and then I move ultimately, let's say I move to Las Vegas, and I can actually, if the trust allow me that power, I can change the trust to a Las Vegas or Nevada trust instead of California trust. So I would be subject to Nevada law instead of California law. So that is one power that I really like too. And also the other one, what we call in-kind distribution and pro rata and non-pro rata basis. So let's say if the trust say, I'm going to give my house to my two kids 50-50 equally. So I like to have the trustee the power at least to say, okay, so if the house is worth $100,000 and I have about $100,000 cash, liquid assets, so I would like to have the trustee's power at least to give like maybe the house to one beneficiary and the $100,000 to the other beneficiaries, obviously if they can agree who's going to take the house and who's going to take the liquid assets. So that is a good power for the trustee to have so that we don't have to break everything in half. And the other one is the power to create a subtrust. And a subtrust is just a trust within a trust. It's just a baby trust, a parent trust and a baby trust. So there are a lot of reasons why trustee wants to create a subtrust. And for me, I sometimes do trust administrations for clients, and I like to, let's say if they have two kids and they're underage, they're minor, I like to actually separate the trust for child A and child B. That way I do everything separately, and if the child A wants to go to a private school and spend like $20,000, $40,000 a year on tuition, and child B actually goes to another college that with full tuition, I keep everything separately for these two kids. So I like to create subtrust for clients. So that's one thing. And the other one is I usually give, just because the tax is so uncertain right now, I like to give the trustee a power to make any type of election. To take advantage of a tax, any tax rule, new, maybe something that has come up, it's new, that I like to actually give the trustee the power to do so. And the last one that I really like is I like to give the trustee a termination power. And I remember maybe last year I had a client came in with a trust that it's worth $30,000. Just about $30,000. And the trust, the way it was written is we had to divide the trust in, I can't remember how many ways, like five ways equally, and there are child and there are grandchildren too. So in those cases, and also in the trust, it says we have to hold the money for the grandchildren until they are 25 years old. And there are only $30,000 in there. So divided by six, that's, $5,000 each. And we have to keep it going. And the youngest grandchild is only 5 years old. That means we have to keep it for 20 years. For the listener that don't get into this trust area often, the problem with so many trusts is you have to file a tax return for every single trust if the trust earns a $300 income. So that's a lot of trouble, and unfortunately that trust did not give us a power to terminate it. So therefore I advise the trustee have to talk to the to petition to the court. So when we come back, we run out of time. So we'll be right back. You're listening to Wealth Preservation and You. I am your host, Connie Yee, at AM 1220 KDOW.
Most.
an essential in any professional man's wardrobe. It's the white dress shirt, and for over half a century, the Paul Frederick White Pinpoint Oxford Dress Shirt has set the standard for quality, comfort, and style. It regularly starts at $40 or more, but we're so confident that it will become your favorite shirt, we're making it available at the exclusive introductory price of only $19.95. Go to 1995shirt.com and choose our classic button-down with button cuffs or our traditional straight collar with either button or French cuffs. Choose from regular, trim, and big and tall sizes with 55 combinations of collar and sleeve lengths for an exact fit. Order today and you'll also receive free monogramming and $8.50 value. Go to 1995shirt.com right now to order your Paul Frederick White Pinpoint Oxford Dress Shirt for just $19.95. Enter promo code MEN. That's 1995shirt.com. Promo code MEN.
If you don't have a battery-operated radio and light when the power goes out, you may be considered a little crazy. This is Bob from Sea Crane, and radio is the only service that stays up when all communications are down. We believe that having an emergency radio and light that always works is one of the most important things you can have in your emergency kit. Well, with the CC Observer, you get both. The Observer is an AM, FM, and weather band radio that will keep you updated during any local emergency. The Observer can be charged by a hand crank or can be used with common AA batteries. It has a built-in flashlight and a lighted dial. The CC Observer is the radio and light source that you should have during a power outage.
Order the CC Observer for the low price of $44.95 by calling Sea Crane at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863. Or visit us online at ccradio.com. For excellent radios and customer service, Sea Crane is the company of choice.
Now, helping you focus on what matters, here's Connie Yee. AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. You're listening to Wealth Preservation and You. I am your host, estate planning, tax attorney, and CPA. We talk about all kinds of topics about estate planning, tax planning in this show. And I actually listen to a lot of listeners. Actually, they send me emails after the show. And just give me comments, a lot of comments. I do actually get some comments from CPAs too sometimes on particular tax issues. So I would like to welcome you all to visit my website. And the address is ConnieYeeLaw.com. It's ConnieYeeLaw.com. It's ConnieYeeLaw.com. And just click on the Contact Us page and just send in your questions or comments. If you have any comments about the show that you agree or you don't agree. I don't have a problem if you don't agree with my opinion. That's opinion, right? Everybody has opinions. So so what we were talking about a minute ago was trustee powers. I like to add, you know, certain trustee powers that probably wasn't in or wasn't very popular before, and people don't think about that before because the estate tax was not as uncertain as right now. So that's, you know, a couple of things that I like to add is, like I talked about, to create a subtrust, be able to abandon the property. That's really crucial at this time for especially underwater properties. And also, I do really like we call that trust protector. A trust protector is a really, really powerful tool if we need to change a trust. Trust protector, some people call it independent trustee. It's the same thing, same idea. Is you find a mutual person, or it could be an institution as well. That person actually would sort of like be a referee sometimes. Let's say if there are, you know, disputes between beneficiaries and trustees, you can give the power of a trust protector, an independent trustee, to be the referee to say yay or nay, or, you know, or just make the decision, final decision, so everybody can live with. So the trustee and the beneficiary doesn't have to petition to the court and start incurring a lot of legal fees and court fees. So that's one thing that I like to add, the trust protector. Obviously, you got to find that mutual party, the person that is going to be mutually have no conflict of interest and can just look at the issues from the most fair way to resolve an issue. So that's one thing that I really like to add to my living trust right now. And the other one is most of the time, most of the attorneys, I would say, they would just put a boilerplate clause in there. It's called a no contest clause. And if you read that, some people really get excited to see that clause. I have a client who's the father, who's the trustee of the mother, who's the grandmother. So grandmother died, father is the trustee. And he had three children. Two were from the previous marriage. One is, you know, from the current marriage. And so the two children from the previous marriage is not getting along with him. And so the two children now is petitioning to the court to remove him because he didn't really keep them informed. The beneficiaries, the two daughters, didn't know what's going on. And so they petitioned the court to remove him. So the very first thing that the father jumped, you know, said, well, there's no contest clause. So if they contest, there's nothing they will get. But the no contest clause typically only applies when you're contesting the content of the trust. So let's say if I say, well, mom said she was going to give me 50% of her assets, and now the trust says only 30%. So that's a contest. And so sometimes I would like to customize this clause, especially when I talk to a client and I have to ask them sometimes, especially when you have a separate marriage, you know, a second marriage situation, is I have to understand if there's any potential contesters. If you know somebody is likely to contest, then we should write something in the no contest clause to address that specific issue. There are a lot of times people are anticipated and they just don't want to think about it. Another situation, the wife came in to do a trust. Now, the wife inherited a separate property, a piece of real estate property from her parents. And then she inherited the property from the previous marriage. I take it back. So she was previously married. And as part of the divorce settlement, she got the house. And 2 years later, she got remarried with another man. Then they live in the same house. So this wife now wants to set up a trust to say when she passed away, this house will go to her son from the first marriage, and she's going to leave a life estate for the new husband. So that means the new husband can live in that house for the rest of his life. So, you know, he doesn't get kicked out if she passed away first. But ultimately, she wants this home to go to the son. Well, ultimately, she passed away. And now the husband, the new husband, staying in the house, and because he has a life estate in the house. Well, the husband obviously have a life estate staying in the house, and in the trust, he has to pay the expenses that incurs, you know, with the house. That's fair. So that means he has to pay property tax, insurance, repairs, maintenance for the house. Well, and at one point that he somehow has some financial difficulties and stopped the insurance for the house, paying the insurance for the house. So then the son decided to evict him. So there was a big lawsuit that came about, and ultimately the court decided that the husband actually had some community property interest in the house. So now the court actually ordered the husband own 39% of the home because there were community properties that contributed to this house during their marriage. So the moral of the story is, if you anticipate something that might not go as smooth, then you should tell your attorney, you should tell the estate planning attorney. That way we can plan for it. That's what you're doing. You're planning for the future. So there's so many times that I actually get a client come in and they're saying, you know, I just divorced 2 years ago. Now I want to get remarried and I have this house. It's my separate property. So I am going to set up a separate trust to put it in so that it will go to my kids, not my new wife. Well, my response is you need to talk to your new wife. And if your new wife agrees to what you want to do, I need to see your new wife and I need her to come in to my office and sign some waiver. Otherwise, I'm just not going to do it. So that is something that it's very common when I see people that they have complex family structure and they're thinking that they want to do this way and maybe the other party is not going to agree. So I'm just going to do it, on my own and just don't do it. It's not advisable. You're creating more problems later on. So we're out of time and please give us a call if you have questions, 800-516-1220. Again, it's 800-516-1220. And I know we're talking about very private issues today, the trust and family structure, family issues. So if you have any questions that you like to ask me off the air, my contact number is toll-free 888-312-6978. You're listening to Wealth Preservation and You, AM 1220, KDOW. We'll be right back.
The traditional way of listening to the radio is simple. The system is 100 years old where you have a station and you have a radio. In my opinion, this traditional way of listening to the radio is still the most enjoyable. This is Bob from C. Crane, and today I'd like to tell you about a brand new radio called the CC Radio EP. It is a simple AM-FM radio that comes with superior AM reception, but there's no clock to set or alarm. It has needle and dial tuning, so all you have to do is turn it on and tune it in. The performance is equal to our very best radio. The price is also simple. Everyone loves simplicity with high performance. That's exactly what you'll find with the EP. It sure brings a joy to radio listening.
Order the CC Radio EP for only $69.95 by calling 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863. Or visit us online at ccradio.com.
Never give in. Never give in. Never, never, never. In nothing, great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense.
Winston Churchill's immortal words stirred an entire country in the face of certain defeat. Today, these words give each of us the courage to reach for our own victories.
Never give in. Never give in. Never, never, never.
Commitment. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Do you know why so many people have trouble learning new languages? Because they make the mistake of trying to learn it when they should just absorb it. And right now, a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone will show you how. So stop memorizing, stop translating, and please stop doing drill after boring drill, because now you can unlock your hidden language learning potential with the world's fastest, easiest way to learn, Rosetta Stone. We don't want you to take our word for it. We don't even want you to listen to the U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, or NASA, who all believe in our program. We just hope you'll accept our free demo so you can experience the power of Rosetta Stone for yourself. Discover the secret to learning a language faster than you ever imagined. For your free demo, call 1-800-905-4432. Don't try to learn a language, just absorb it. Call 1-800-905-4432. 1-800-905-4432.
Now, helping you focus on what matters, here's Connie Yee, AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to our show, Wealth Preservation and You. We are here live on Saturdays, 12 o'clock, every Saturday, 12 noon. So if you have any questions regarding your estate tax plan or tax questions, and feel free to give us a call, and you can write this number down if you have any questions that you can think of after the show. I'm more than happy to answer your your question during the show next week. It's 800-516-1220. Again, it's 800-516-1220. I am actually a practicing attorney in the Bay Area, and I have offices throughout the Bay Area in the East Bay, in Pleasanton, in San Francisco, South Bay. I have an office here in San Jose, and San Mateo. So if wherever you are, we can accommodate you to come see me. And I encourage you this week. It's year end, beginning of the year. So take a look at your tax planning, and also your living trust, and see maybe you've done it years ago and hasn't been updated, hasn't been looked at, and maybe take a look at it and see if it's still valid and if everything is still applied to you. Couple things that typically people see is, you know, when your kids is grown up. So when maybe when you first did your trust, your kids are still minor, and now they're all grown up, graduated from college, and you can maybe trust them to handle your estate. That's a good thing. So maybe you should take a look at that and get the trust document revised to have your kids to be your successor trustee. So give a call and contact your estate tax attorney and see if maybe there's something that you need to change, or if you're not able to get a hold of them for some reason, feel free to give me a call as well. My phone number, my office number off the air is toll-free, 888-312-6978. Again, it's 888-312-6978. And a couple things that I'd like to kind of wrap it up with today's show is, we are living in this very diverse area in Silicon Valley, and there are a lot of people have assets overseas, assets out of state. So California, we kind of in California, we enjoy the kind of a tax haven, if you believe it, for estate tax. There is no estate tax in California, still, at least. And so if you actually have properties over, in another state, or invested real estate property in another state, for example, let's say if you have property in Massachusetts, the estate tax exemption is only $1 million there. So you have to take a look at the out-of-state properties if you have some, or overseas properties. Every country has different estate tax laws, and you really cannot rely on the tax treaties. IRS, you know, to have tax treaties, but it changes also with along with the political climate. So something that you don't want to rely on that as well. So kind of review your estate plan. It's a good time to do it at year end when you're thinking about a tax and financial stuff at this time. So if you have any other questions about today's topic and you didn't have a chance to call in, or it's a private matter that you don't want to call in, please call me toll-free 888-312-6978, and I hope to see you next week. Thank you for listening to Wealth Preservation and You. I am your host, Connie Yee, estate tax planning attorney and CPA. I'll see you next week here.
Motorcycle owner Dan. Like most people, Dan is looking for ways to save money. He tries to save on gas by roller skating to the grocery store.
It's hard carrying all those bags.
He uses a hand crank radio.